Life in 500 Words is the series here in Life Matters where we're inviting you to take us inside your world with a story about a significant turning point in your life. For Paul Hutton, this happened at school, and the turning point was really about knowing when to walk away, however ill-advised that might have seemed at the time. Now, to let you know too, this Life in 500 Words from Paul is no walk in the park.
From the outset, it was never going to end well in the traditional sense of getting a good education. It was my first day at school, 1967, at the Christian Brothers. I was a stranger in a strange land, having arrived a year late to start Form 2. Most other boys had started there in their first year of high school, not me and a few other unfortunates. I was a blow-in and a misfit in more ways than one. There we were in the quadrangle, a sea of 1,100 or so boys sporting varying stages of acne development and pubescent confusion. Yes, it was a Catholic school, and yes, it was full. There was a clear demarcation in the ranks where Forms 1 to 4 wore junior school navy blue suits and blue shirts, whilst Forms 5 and 6 were attired in snazzy grey trousers, white shirt and senior blazers. Grouped and ranked by year, all boys were facing the little iron balustrated balcony on the side of the brothers' house to which the headmaster would ascend and address his multitude. With a hawk-like gaze and a tongue as sharp as a razor, far more evocative of Il Duce on his balcony in the Piazza Venezia rather than Il Papa on his in St. Peter's Square, Brother Headmaster got down to business for the year. The very first order of business was for him to scan the multitude before him and call out to the front all the junior boys who had arrived at school in a senior uniform. No prize for guessing who was among the handful of boys called out to the front to be humiliated and receive a 5-minute tongue-lashing about boys who pretended to be something they weren't, and the foibles of pretense and vanity and a range of other sins associated with a junior boy in a senior uniform. The simple truth of my public pillorying was that my father and I had been ill-advised at the specialist uniform store where we were told that senior school started at Form 2. Why buy a suit and then later buy a senior uniform, the frugal father asked himself. Thus commenced my truncated secondary education as an innocent bystander. Fast forward to a football field in September the following year. Past the incessant bullying I called down on myself for standing up to a senior school bully and his cronies. Past the 4 or 5 special floggings from Brother Headmaster where he would beat me until he climaxed. Past the maniacal floggings that were the speciality of Brother Football Coach, amongst others. Fast forward past a parade of bad memories. To a Saturday morning playing football for the school. Second quarter, deep in the forward pocket. I kicked for goal. The ball went straight across the face and scored only a point. At half-time, whilst the opposing team were tucking into their oranges, Brother Football Coach pulled out his half-metre sewn leather strap with a lead core. Where did he get a weapon like that? And was about to administer his righteous punishment to a large number of underperforming boys, including me for my failings in front of goal. This was a practice that he routinely employed on match day. That was enough. At 14, I walked off the field and out of that school and into the rest of my life. But not before having to throw Brother Football Coach off me as he grabbed me around the neck and tried to drag me back. My father wouldn't hear of any other source of education. You'll go to the Brothers or you'll go nowhere. So I went nowhere. After the obligatory myriad mistakes and misstarts that you would expect from one so young thrust into an adult world, nowhere turned out to be a mature age degree, a successful professional career spanning science and systems engineering, a loving partner and family, and 10 grandchildren. Unlike the survivors of hardcore institutional abuse, this story doesn't include the horrors that they underwent. It turns out that one of the more egregious offenders of that time was a priest in that school. But as an innocent bystander with survival on his mind, when I walked away from that school, I also had the good fortune to walk away from him. That school remains today as a highly desirable on many aspirational parents' list, and probably now deservedly so. However, in the dark satanic place that it was to me in 1968, I can confirm that it was most assuredly the best education I never had.
Paul Hutton, who had the strength and determination to change his life at 14, to quite literally walk away from abuse at school, even though he knew that would be the end of his education for the time being anyway. And in case this story has raised anything for you, let me give you the number for the National Child Abuse Hotline. It's 1-800-991-099, 1-800-991-099. And thank you, Paul, for contributing that story to Life in 500 Words. You can too, you know. So what Paul did there was he recorded his story using the Voice Memo app on his smartphone, and he then emailed the audio file of it to lifematters@abc.net.au. The sound production on it was then done by our sound engineer, the wonderful John Jacobs. And if you would like to do your own story about a turning point in your life, there are some instructions too to help you on our website. We're after about 3 or 4 minutes. It can be serious or it can be funny or whimsical, however it goes for you. Amanda Smith here with Life Matters.